Hey, what's up? It's John Kizzy. You know who is he, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
What's up?
And A, we started a podcast. Today, we're here with episode 76. And there's a lot to talk about. A lot of shit happened on this weekend. I want to avoid talking about the beef because I want to
talk about it too much.
Yeah. We had like three episodes, but then they went crazy.
True.
DJ Laton's not here today. He's got some personal stuff he's doing. I wish he was here because I want him to talk about the beef, not me. I want to keep my take to myself because I was like done with it. But I guess I got to step up.
I was in limbo this year week, so I ain't going to have a lot to say about it, but I have some quirks, you know me.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to break down the timeline first of the recent beef.
Yeah.
Because you know they've been beefing for years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, subliminally.
Right.
And Kendrick has always been calling them out because he thinks he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this recent beef started with first-person shooter.
Okay.
There's rumors going around. Well, Kendrick has said it, that he got a call to be on first-person shooter.
Right.
And he declined. And then when on there they say that they're the big three is... I think J. Cole's the one that's called them the big three.
Right.
Which is Drake, Kendrick, and Cole.
Right.
And then after that, they're just talking about them two, right?
Yeah.
And I think that Kendrick took that as a slight because, you know, he considers himself number one.
Right.
And that's when he replied to that with like that, where he said, motherfucker, the big three. There's only big me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's went in. And he wasn't taking no personal shots.
Mm-hmm.
His was just like, I'm the best. Here's why. And then we've seen that J. Cole was the first one to respond.
Yeah.
And then rescinded that response.
Quickly.
Very quickly.
Very which, fucking quickly. He caught a lot of heat over that, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So. And he at first, it was all heat.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was more understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like I said already previously on the pod, he took it back because he didn't, that's not how he really felt.
Right.
And he even said it himself. It didn't sit well in his soul.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he took it back.
Or you lose sleep over something, man, you know?
Yeah. It's like, and he's a spiritual, soulful type of guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess I don't know this for a fact. I'll just say it's kind of like maybe he felt he was being fake. You know what I mean? Maybe if he can't, he didn't want to diss him like that.
No. That or he didn't want his fans to be perceived that way. He don't want the fans to perceive him that way. That's the type of guy that he is, right?
Yes, because so, he's a real positive type person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So,
anyways, so he took that back. He even told Kendrick, he apologized to him and said, "Yo, if you say something about me, I ain't responding. I deserve a hit back. Go ahead."
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think Kendrick responded back to him, did he?
Kinda.
Did he? Okay.
And the first one was Euphoria.
Right.
It was mainly about Drake, but he did say a little bit about
Cole. Okay.
But it was just more like, it wasn't like serious, you know what I mean? Which was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Drake hit back with, what was it? Push-ups.
Right.
With in real catchy hook.
Yeah.
Which is what you expect from Drake. And, what was it? But the thing with Drake is it wasn't just about Kendrick.
Right.
Because he took shots at Metro Boomin.
Mm-hmm. Rick Ross
took shots at, what's that other guy's name? Future. Frig, I forgot. Yeah. Future. Oh, you got the timeline there. Nice. Yeah. So, where are we on the timeline?
You're at push-up, so now you're at Drake again, TaylorMade.
7-minute drill, then put. Okay, yeah. I was freestyling that. I got the I got it right. Oh, I didn't add that he did delete seven minute drill.
Yeah,
J. Cole, he did delete it. So you can't, if you ain't heard that diss, you can still probably find it on YouTube.
Yeah,
but it ain't on any streaming services anymore. No. But yeah. Anyways, back to Drake. He was He took shots at Metro Rick Ross. You said that.
Mm-hmm.
And did he take shots at anyone else?
If he did, he subliminally did it, like really low key. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Which It was cool.
Yeah.
But the thing is that in that, that's when he got personal.
Mm.
And Kendrick wasn't being personal. Kendrick was going skill.
Yeah.
And Drake got personal, right?
Yeah.
Bringing up his wife. That's why I said that the funny meme to represent this was Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience say, keep my wife's name out your mouth. Yeah. mouth. And then going up and slapping. Because then, oh yeah, after push-ups, Drake put out that tailor-made freestyle.
Yeah.
Which I think we already talked about on here because I thought it was corny because of the AI aspect.
Yeah.
Although Drake's verse on there was tight.
That's what I was saying. That's what I said about it too, right? I said if you got rid of the whole AI aspect of it, actually what he was saying actually had some content to it for once, right? And it was decent. You know what I mean?
And so, from what I heard, the way that he did the AI is that he rapped those Snoop's part and Pac's part.
And then used their voice?
Yeah, and used the voice, right?
I can't believe it.
But
I can't believe it.
Yeah, man. If that would have been such a better show, and it got taken down because the Pac Estate asked to be moved down, which sucked. I wish that, yeah, he shouldn't have used the AI, man, because that would have been nice if he had two other verses that were just him going at.
Or even someone else. Actually, someone else.
Yeah. But I don't know who else. Right now, it seems like he's like, I don't know who's going to jump on a diss track with him.
I don't think anyone will. I think everyone's against him right now, to be honest with you. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Like he got a few guys still backing him and whatnot, but.
Yeah, he still
like,
got.
Like you said, I can't see no one jumping on the freestyle or on a diss track with him because of.
Of who he's going against.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, so that was TaylorMade. I thought his verse was good.
Mm.
But the AI stuff made it kind of corny. And then that's when Kendrick came with Euphoria.
Yeah.
And that's when he went personal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was all about exposing
Drake.
And he went deep.
Oh, he went nice and deep.
Like.
But not too deep.
No, not on this one. It's just how he's fake. And, you know, portraying. You know, it was a nice diss.
Mm-hmm.
Even the, it opened up kind of calm.
Yeah.
Then he went in each verse, I think he went in deeper. You started talking about him dealing with young girls and stuff.
Yep.
And that's what's crazy.
It's fucked up, bro. It seems like a lot of Hollywood-ish people come to find out they're dealing with young girls.
And the thing is this, what's crazy is that, like, this ain't the first time anyone said that.
No.
Like, when he had a relationship, I shouldn't say relationship, because when I say that, people immediately go to, oh, they're romantically involved.
Yeah.
I'd say a friendship, then I'll say.
Yeah.
Friendship with your girl from Stranger Things that played 11. Millie.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her. People looked at it weird.
Mm.
And then he did the same thing with Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
And people looked at it weird.
Right.
And now, like, not only that, but he has people in his camp, in his crew.
Right.
That had up on charges for stuff like that. And he's rolling with them. And then Mac Maine, I think he is. Somebody that's still part of his kind of circle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tweets that he did in the past towards Miley Cyrus are being resurfaced. There's one where he, because Mac Maine raps too.
Mm.
And in one of his verses, he's talking about, you know, she's 16 and 3 years, holler at me. And then he tweeted her, and Twitter's public.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how people can get it. It wasn't a DM. Tweeted it to her on her 17th birthday and said something to, I'm paraphrasing. You can look it up and see the exact words, but something to the effect of, to, you know, happy birthday, baby, 2 years left.
Oh,
like,
you chasing that Hannah Montana, was it?
This is the definition of grooming.
That's definitely the definition.
This is definition of grooming. And the thing is that it's been talk for a long time.
Mm.
And just think of it. Back when there was talk of it for a long time with R. Kelly.
Yep.
And us as fans was always like, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when it came to light, there's been talk about it for years about Diddy.
Yeah.
And now what's
coming to light?
Coming to light. I hate saying this because I like Drake's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say I like him. I don't know him.
Right.
But I like his music, and he's representing Canada. But, man, shit is, it's weird.
Oh, man. I guess, you know how people always say people can judge a person, like, by their character and stuff like that there? I think that may be why I don't like him. Like, it's just something about this guy. He put out good music. I always say he does put out good music, but it's just something about this guy. I don't like the way he walks. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he dresses. Just, it's something about him, man. Just, I don't know. Maybe I knew this in the back of my head somewhere.
Know maybe.
What I mean? It's how, well, I should say, no, this. I'm thinking about this in the back of the head until it comes to light. Know what I mean?
Because here's the thing, guys. It's like, we all got boys we hang with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If one of them was dealing with younger age,
yeah, you gone.
I wouldn't be hanging with them no more.
He gone.
Especially charges.
Yeah.
If I seen it, one of my people tweeted a 17-year-old, say, yeah. I was like, because, I'd be like, nah, because we can't hold.
Yeah, yeah, no.
But gone. To still have them in your crew?
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's saying you're okay with it without saying you're okay with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, like I said, I'm not for it, but you got to look at it in the business aspect, too. I'm just playing devil's advocate type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. You just got to look at it in the business aspect, too, that that person could be that main connect for him to get people on. I mean, Drake is Drake now, but he may still have to go through that one person to be that connect. Know what I mean? Like, you never know, right? I'm not saying it's right that you still got that person in the crew, but that maybe that person is his money. Know what I mean? That's his go-to to get his money, to get the Chris Browns, to get the
whoever, yeah,
to like actually come over to the...
Oh, like an A&R.
Yeah, like A&R type of... What the fuck? I just, yeah, right? So...
I don't know, man. It'd still be like...
Oh, it ain't right.
But then again, and that brings me back to R. Kelly.
Mm.
Rumors were going around back then. Why Jay-Z do... I think he did 2 albums with him.
Yeah.
That's suspect, man.
There's a lot of artists that albums with him, though, bro.
Yeah. A lot of albums still songs too. Yeah, songs, yeah.
Right,
but,
so.
But that still says something. Cuz was married to Aaliyah when she was underaged.
Yeah.
This was when Aaliyah first started.
Yeah.
His career went for a whole lot of years after that, when people knew this to be fact.
Yeah. At least he was close to Aaliyah in age at that time. But still, she was underage. I think he was, what, 24?
It's like a 10-year difference, guys.
Yeah, 26, yeah.
Like, it was never right.
No, it was never right, just that, you know, 50 going after 15, you know.
Because the thing with us is that, and back then there was no social media. Mm. So with us, we're hearing about it like rumors.
Yeah.
And
the basically fact, like a TMZ type of thing.
Yeah,
like,
okay, and the crazy, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. We can have a reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is if the rumors are loud enough for us to hear it when there's no social media or nothing, and we still heard it?
Yeah. It was loud.
Yeah, then there's something going on.
But we didn't want to believe it.
Because he made slaps.
A lot of slaps.
Yeah, I know, we didn't want to believe because of that. So, man, I hope these things about Drake is false. But, man, there's a lot. There's just a lot. So, that was Euphoria.
Yeah.
He came out and did that. And then he did another one called 616 in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And went in on it. And the thing is that, like...
That, no. Was that the one I liked?
When
he was talking about... No, I think that was the AI one, wasn't it? Yeah, that was the AI one.
Oh, yeah, that AI one was... Yeah, yeah, that was rough. That was rough. I'm glad to find out that was fake. The funny thing is that when LaDawn was there, he said that, you know, he didn't think that... Kendrick would say stuff like that.
Mm.
And he's right, he didn't.
No.
He didn't say that.
He said worse.
Yeah. Not as graphic, though.
No.
But
Right on par. Right? So
he's and then after that, Drake dropped Family Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with the personal stuff, claiming that his kid ain't his. And that's what if you look at the main diss he's doing, that is him talking about his wife,
yeah,
and his kid.
Yeah.
But then an hour later, cuz, this is crazy, an hour later, Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams.
Yeah.
And it's got to be, even the beat is haunting. that little piano, and he's writing a letter to first Drake's son.
Yeah.
Telling them how his father ain't shit and doing all this stuff. And then Drake's mom and dad. And then Drake's alleged daughter.
Yeah.
Which Drake denied. And I don't.
Very denied.
Well, yeah, yeah. we have no proof. But we didn't have no proof for the son. And he denied that for like a month. So I'll wait until a month. After a month passed, then I'll be like, okay, it's a lie. It's the hurt.
Son, not Donis.
What?
About Donis not being his, you mean?
Yeah, he denied that.
Yeah.
For a month, they said.
Yeah.
But so we'll see if in a month he's like, oh, yeah, I do have a daughter, blah, blah, blah. We'll see. And then the last, he's going in on Drake himself.
Yeah.
And this is just, it's crazy, man. It's like Drake is battling and Kendrick's doing character assassination. Yeah, it's crazy. This guy came to battle and he's getting a docuseries. And the crazy thing is that I don't think Kendrick would have went here if Drake didn't bring up his wife.
I don't think he would have.
He even said that in his lyrics.
I think like, he would have stayed more within the content of music.
Yeah.
Right? Like what Drake does for music type of thing, right?
And he calls him fake.
Yeah.
Right? And that's where he was going to go, that you ain't what you're saying you is. And yeah. And then Drake did hit back with
parody.
Something.
Parody, wasn't it? Parody IG only?
Yeah. It didn't really get much steam.
Right.
But then, like, not like us. That was the latest.
From Kendrick.
But after Not Like Us, he did. No, I'll keep it in order. So, Not Like Us. That's a fucking jam. That beat, cuz.
It was a nice beat.
Mellow on the beat. And, and like, they're not like, man, that song. And he said, when he said, you strike a chord, I bet it's A minor. And I was like, oh, man. He said, OVO stands for other vaginal option. Like, he ethered them, cuz.
He did ether them on that one.
This was crazy. Although he's still harping on the getting with underage stuff. I think.
Well, it seems like they both found
a chord
the talkable. Kendrick underage, Drake about his family. Yep. Right. So that's where they kind of stay. In my books, they're both harsh, but only one of them's criminal. So, you know.
Here's my well, I'll talk about them all after I get to the last one. Was The Hurt Part 6 is what that was the latest one that Drake put out, which is genius, because the Hurt series is what Kendrick Lamar calls his, like he puts out the Hurt series, like to five is him.
Yeah.
So now anytime you want to listen to it, you'll Google or whatever, search for the Hurt, Drake's track's going to come up too. So I think that's smart as hell, cuz.
No, that's good.
I think that's smart.
I don't think I listened to that one yet.
It's okay. It's just, I don't know, man. It's like he's down. It's like a UFC fight. And Kendrick knocked him down.
He's fighting from his back.
Right yeah. Now. So it didn't hit as well as the others. But all in all, man, see, I'm a Drake fan. I am a Kendrick fan, too. But I see.
Who would you say you're more of a fan of?
That's the thing. I'm more a fan of Kendrick's albums, but more of a fan of Drake's songs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, no, I get it.
Like, I'll rock to Drake's singles way more than any of Kendrick's singles.
Yeah.
Except when King Kunta was big. That was a jam. Other than that,
you'll listen to more of Kendrick's albums, right?
Yeah, when I put Kendrick on, I usually go from beginning to end. Yeah.
With
Drake, I can have a playlist of all his songs and just jam.
Yeah. So, see, that's what I was trying to say before with you when we were talking about Beyonce and Taylor Swift. It's like, if Beyonce got all these hit songs, how come she's not winning Album of the Year? But that's same thing as Drake and Kendrick. Like you just said, you'll listen to the whole Swift album. You might only listen to a few songs, even though it's like maybe six or seven off of Beyonce, right? I always look at it as like a boxing match. Just because you won the first five rounds, there's still another fucking seven to go, right? So just because you won those first five and you beat me up because you got me on your hits, mm-hmm. well, did you beat me on the other seven rounds with the rest of my album, with the rest of the fight type of thing, right? So that's why I always look at it. So that's why, you know, we say, yeah, this person can have a better album than what this person got, maybe multiple songs on the album, right? So
yeah, that's why I was on the side where, it made more sense for, like, Taylor always wins the awards for the singles and the songs, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I found weird where Beyonce didn't get an album when her albums are usually more well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a voter's thing.
It was definitely
a voter's thing. So it all depends on how you vote, it's right?
The Beehive versus the Swifties. So,
yeah, and you know. The Swifties win it. Well, I shouldn't say they always win. When it comes to the album, Swifties win.
Yeah.
Even though... it's not my music, so I'll never understand it.
Right.
I've tried listening to Taylor Swift stuff, but not all music ain't for everybody.
No, fucking
hell, man. Even Beyonce's ain't really all for me, right?
I don't listen to it.
Yeah, like,
but that's a personal reason. That's just more of a personal thing.
I'm right there with you. I can't, man. I don't want to get Beyonce fans mad at me, but I
can't stand a bitch. I'll say it.
I'm struggling to think of one song that I put on a playlist from either of them. Either of them.
Why? Her or Swift?
Yeah.
I ain't putting neither on.
I can't think of one.
I mean.
But it's, they're not, don't get me wrong.
Mm.
I don't hate them. So like how you can't stand her. If Beyonce comes on, I ain't running over to turn it up.
I am. I'll probably leave Swift on before I leave Beyonce on.
Oh, I'd have to.
I guarantee I will.
It would have to. That would go on song by song basis for me because some of her new stuff is so like mellow coffee shop music that I like. Nah,
you switching the thing up on her. No, it was mellow coffee shop before it was fucking rom com fucking music.
Yeah, that's the rom com.
Oh fuck.
Now you got me thinking. I think in almost every rom-com, isn't there a coffee shop scene?
Pretty much.
I think in every rom-com, they're in a coffee shop at some point.
If it's not a coffee shop, it's like a cake shop or some shit.
Yeah. I could picture it. They're sitting at the table having some kind of conversation. It's either the best friend talking to the girl or the best... Yeah.
Or the guy came in to try to holler at the girl because he's seen her through the window.
Yeah. See, rom-coms and coffee shops go. Shit.
Fuck.
That's crazy. But yeah. Still, yeah. Check up on it from the Pink Panther soundtrack. Is a Beyonce song I really like.
Nope.
And that's the only one I really like.
Nope.
Mainly for the video, maybe. Mainly for the beat and the... I like that song. So...
Again,
nope.
She got that perception that there's just something about her I don't like. It's going to come out. I just don't know what it is yet. It's just something about her I don't like, man.
Yeah, I think we said this on previous pods. She was not my favorite in Destiny's Child.
No, fuck no. No.
She was like, I think she was the fourth best. Like, I wasn't a fan of Michelle either. Something about Michelle made me feel like she was like fake. Like this wasn't the music that she wanted to do.
Michelle looked like she was the beaten child. Like she was scared to fuck up anything. That's what Michelle looked like in every video, any on stage.
She just seemed uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She looked like the beaten stepchild.
See, like, it's just like she didn't want to be there.
No.
And which is funny because didn't she do gospel later?
Yeah.
So it's that kind of like she didn't want to be there.
Right. Yeah, probably. That's probably the realm that her parents wanted her to go in. Know what I mean? Like going to the gospel. Like she probably didn't feel like dressing sexy.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That shit, right?
She was that in a song. She was probably a gospel type person. Yeah. Beliefs. And then she has to sing a song, Bootylicious.
So. She was probably someone that they seen at church, had a lead single in church, and they're like, let's get her.
Yeah, she she did at Pipes too.
Yeah, I was like, let's go talk to mom and dad and offer them X amount of money, come do a couple videos, couple songs, and leave it at that.
Yeah, she always She always felt like
contract obligation.
Yeah,
done. See ya. I'm going back to gospel.
Right? Yeah, true that. True that. Yeah, she always seemed a little out of place. Like she didn't. That's not her type.
Yeah, I don't think that was her realm. I mean,
it's funny because Kelly always seemed like she was a little sister to Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much the same
was
age.
Though. Yeah, pretty much was though, right? Because they adopted Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So
and the other two refused. Mm-hmm. To sign the papers, and that's why they get kicked out the group.
Yeah. So.
But, anyways, we on Destiny's Child, out of nowhere.
It happens.
Back to the, I want to give a round of the beef. Because it's funny, because I didn't want to say it, but I think Kendrick's winning. And I think right now he's winning by a lot. And I'll go on record saying that I want Drake to win for Canada. I want him to be Team Canada. I want Drake to win. But I feel in his diss tracks, he's not as focused because he'll sprinkle in stuff about other artists.
Yeah.
Like you know, he'll have these lines. He'll be on a roll and you think is leading up to something. Then he'll just say something on Metro and say something on Rick Ross. Like, dude,
I think it's just he ran those stuff to say about Kendrick. So he's like, okay, let's add these guys into it, right? So,
but he got to read the room. No one cares about them guys right now. No matter how much Rick Ross is trying to make you care about Rick Ross's view right now, no one cares about Rick Ross.
Leave Ricky alone.
Rick dropped a diss track that went double wood. Like, ain't no one hearing that, man. Like, Drake, man, ignore that.
I'm surprised you gave him that much credit. Shit.
Yeah. Drake, ignore that. And you might not want to ignore Metro Boomin, though. That Metro Boomin put out a diss track of just a beat.
Yeah.
And that's and got people singing BBL Drizzy, cuz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's catchy. And I read he has a challenge where he's getting people to freestyle rap over it.
Oh, really?
He's getting having the contest with people to rap over a diss track to you.
Like, Drake. You won previous beefs, previous battles. I think you may be in a higher fucking category this time. I think you moved up in weight class, so you better be careful.
And another thing that I think a misstep that Drake is taking is at the end of his diss tracks, he switches it up and teases the next diss track. In a diss, you shouldn't do that because you're taking away the surprise and you're making it sound too familiar already. Yeah. Because remember, when you put out a diss track, people are playing that diss track 100 times, mm-hmm. dissecting it over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then they're hearing that tease.
Yeah.
So then when you drop that, they already know the tease and it's seeming old to them because they already heard part of it.
True.
You shouldn't do that. That I think is a misstep.
Not only that, and then they know you're not responding back to what was just said about you too.
True.
Right.
So you already know you aged it already.
You already aged it. And you already know that he already had this ready to go type of thing. Right. So it's like,
yeah.
Why don't you just drop it with the other one? And then respond back to what he had to say. So
yeah, that's
or she, if it's females, you know.
Yeah, like I think that's a misstep.
Mm.
But damn, naming it after one of your boys' things so that whenever they search it, they find your thing. That's smart, man. I wish the track was tighter.
But Metro Boomin pretty much did the same thing too with the BBL.
Yeah, shit.
So
yeah, the BBL interlude.
Yeah,
shoot.
So
and that's a tight. I like that song.
Mm.
That was one of my. It's only an interlude, but I really like that.
Yeah,
and shit, that's something I would search for just to put on, and then I'd find. Yeah. Oh shit.
So
wait, who did that first?
I don't even know.
I think I can't remember which one who did it first, Drake or. Actually, the way they came out, they might have did it around the same time and just released it because it was so short together.
Like, but, to be honest, y'all, I'm lost in the beef. To me, it's still minuscule. It's not hitting as hard. Like,
even not like us?
No.
Man, that even, beat.
Bro, listen. If Chef Lou was here, he'll tell you the same thing. I can't put Chris Brown's diss down.
Oh.
I can't put it down. He's hit the hardest so far through all these beefs that have been happening. So, you know.
I don't know. I
can't put it down.
I don't know.
I can't put it down.
Ah, man. I don't
know. Like, that's been happening lately, I want to say. I don't want to say in all, but what's
been happening. No. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's, shoot.
Like, I still get people on my timeline still talking about that, this over this here. Like, they'd be like, oh, Kendrick dropped this one. Oh, it was good, but he should have still came as hard as Chris Brown. Or Drake dropped this one. It was good, but he should have hit as hard as Chris Brown. So I'm like, did Chris Brown set the bar for how, I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. Like,
diss track.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, did he set the bar for?
I don't know. I was seeing that until Not Like Us dropped. And then everyone's going crazy and saying it's over. And I find it hard to disagree because I don't know what you can do after that.
Right.
Because it's like T-Bone said, you don't go, you don't count disses off of beats.
No.
And I agree to him, but I do see the other side too. And where I count beats is if, because beats can make the lyrics hit harder. Beats can make you listen to something you wouldn't regularly listen to. And he made that comment because I didn't like push-ups at first because it had a different beat. But the quality of the audio was bad too. And nothing was like hitting and nothing was standing out. And it just seemed weak because of that.
Right.
But the beat change-up did heighten it more and made me listen to it more. And I was like, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, yes, a beat shouldn't.
Beat shouldn't make the song, but it helps the song quite a bit, right? So,
like, if the beat's whack, you're not gonna want to listen to it.
Yeah.
So that's where it helps. Yeah. But no, it is. It should be all about the lyrics.
So the beat's your heartbeat, the lyrics is your brain. Them two need to coincide, right? So
yeah,
you know,
unless you're doing it a cappella.
Yeah, unless you're doing it a cappella. But like sometimes it's hard to listen to a cappella, right? So, you know, it's like
it's too easy to get distracted.
Yeah, yeah.
Beats help you focus.
Exactly.
So, so
third time today, bro.
So, yeah, I think, like you said, yeah, beat is the heartbeat.
Yeah.
And that's where this song, because then you'll listen to it to jam. That's why, Like That.
Yeah.
Was getting such play because in the States, they're playing that in strip clubs, cuz.
That don't surprise
and stuff like that.
That don't surprise. They're probably playing it up Moncton. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And they said that they're playing Not Like That in strip clubs too. And and this is what is it's like back
that?
To back.
Who's that one?
Not Like Us?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Kendrick.
That's Kendrick?
Okay. At Drake.
Yeah.
And but that's what with back to back when Drake was going against Meek.
Yeah.
It won a Grammy.
Yeah.
So when you're making people jam to a diss track, they're singing along.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So you're getting more people on your side, and it's gaining more steam, and it's doing what a diss track should do. You're hurting the person that you're trying to diss.
Yeah,
that's the aim.
Yeah,
like it's not just for entertainment. You're trying to get under his skin.
Exactly.
And with the way, and this is the newest one. I said it. What was it? The Hurt? Is that what I said it was called? The Hurt?
The Hurt something.
Yeah, anyways, The Hurt Part 6, the Drake's one. That diss track, why it doesn't really hit, is because you can hear it in the lyrics and what he's saying and everything. Well, and what he's saying and everything, that is the lyrics. Anyways, you can hear from the song that he is hurt and affected by what Kendrick said because that song is all defense.
Okay.
Diss tracks earn about defense. You just attack.
Yeah.
You don't get on the as soon as you go in defense mode, you're going to start losing because that's not what it is. Like, how many, like Pac and Big. Big didn't put out no song about how Pac didn't sleep with Fate. You don't go defend it. You attack the other person. That's how battle is.
Unless you can defend and attack like a boxer, then maybe you might be on to something. But it's defend, then attack. Defend and attack.
Yeah,
not just defend the whole time, right?
Yeah, so. Like when your main subject is defending allegations, that's when it just look like, oh man, you're guilty.
Yeah,
because if you ignore them, it's like that ain't bothering me. That's just bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Or he could have. He's a freaking social media monster. He could have just tweeted in or X or whatever it's called and put it on social media that Kendrick's the talking bullshit. Don't believe that.
Yeah.
The talking he does at the end of the track, that's where you can do it. But don't put it in your verses, guys. No. make your verses attack Kendrick. And also, another thing that I think is just corny, the short jokes, leave them alone, man. Calling someone short, like, it's just maybe on one track, but wow, one track he made fun of his shoe size, and another track calling him a mid, like, whatever. Like,
I mean, the guy's 5'5". How big do you want his feet to be? Like, fine.
Like, I just feel he wasn't strong enough, and it might be because he don't know enough about Kendrick to say anything, and that's why
that could be it, right?
Like,
yeah, like I said, he's 5'5". How big you? I mean, I'm an anomaly. I'm fucking 5'7" with size 12 fucking feet. That's stupid. You know what I mean? I wish my foot was like a size 9, size 10, because I can get a lot more shoes. But you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's
you can't keep talking about somebody's height, man. Like, we've already heard all the short jokes from Kevin Hart and Cat Williams.
Yeah, it's you know, it's kindergarten stuff, man.
And they say them themselves, so you know.
Yeah. We're going to talk about both those people in a bit. I almost forgot about them. Thanks for reminding me about Cat Williams. I want Drake to go harder because Kendrick is killing you. There was a picture that showed, not only is Kendrick killing with the songs, his friggin' art is crazy.
So I've been missing the artwork.
I should mention that Drake had a real good one, though. Mm. For the Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
There's just like this van that was in the artwork and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Drake's video for, it wasn't Push Ups, it was one after that. Can't I remember? Family Matters. Family Matters. Did a video for Family Matters. Mm-hmm. And he's towing away that truck and taking it to the pound.
Was it Family Matters or Taylor Made?
Taylor Made didn't get a real video. It got taken down too quick because that was the AI one.
Okay.
But yeah. So that was a good play. Like, Drake is making some smart moves.
Yeah.
I just wish his songs were hit a little harder. But Kendrick is killing them with the artwork. Because on Not Like Us, the album cover is Drake's mansion with all these little pins on it.
Yeah.
Which, if you know, if you ever want to see where sexual offenders are, there's a website. And those are the pins that it shows. He took he put like, I think there was like 6 or 9 of them in Drake's house. I was like, that is crazy.
Oh, yeah, with his face on it, wasn't it?
No, it didn't have his face on it.
I thought his face was on some of the pins. Maybe that was just something that someone did on Facebook.
Probably. Just had the pins there. I was like, that's crazy.
Oh, fuck.
And then, because apparently, I don't know if it's still the case, it might have been taken down. Kendrick Lamar went to Google Maps and so put it, so if you went to his house, it said owned by Kendrick. Went to Drake's house, it was saying owned by Kendrick.
Oh, shit. See, we say Kendrick don't know how to do no fucking multimedia shit, but it's like he knows how to do some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's fun.
Or he knows someone that knows how to do some shit.
True that, true. Right? Or, yeah, I think that he just didn't want to before.
Yeah.
And remember, Kendrick didn't want to go personal. He wanted to go skill-based.
Yeah.
Drake made this personal. And Drake got a lot of skeletons in his closet, man. Like we said on the podcast many times before, people that get to that level, they always got skeletons in the closet.
Oh,
and guaranteed. Drake is on top of the world.
Guaranteed. I mean, Kendrick probably got some too, but Drake don't know them.
You're right.
And right now, Drake's camp's coming out against Drake and giving Kendrick some fucking shit. So,
and then in the last report I read that this is false, what Drake said. But who knows what it could say now.
Yeah.
But it's Drake tried to say that he leaked fake news to Drake said he leaked fake news to Kendrick so that Kendrick would use that as ammo against him.
What about his
the daughter and any of that stuff. He's saying that no, that was fake. I got my boys to tell you that. I think, like, interesting insiders are saying that that's bullshit. And I tend to believe that. Like, I believe what the other people are saying more than what's coming from Kendrick and coming from Drake. Because they're going to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Drake is going to say Kendrick's lying.
Yeah.
Kendrick is going to say Drake's lying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So what they say is just, they're going to say that. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them is going to admit the other person's telling the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's when other people start saying stuff that are in the know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Within each other's camp.
Yep.
I mean,
and even outside that knows the that camps knows, and yeah. just they yeah. just history, just have history, right? Those are people I'm more inclined to believe. And from the sounds of it, a lot of the stuff that Kendrick said is true.
I know. I've had Kendrick winning for a while now, so but I stopped listening. So I guess he's still winning.
Then
you know,
yeah. If you, yeah, you might not want to listen to the, or else you'd be saying Drake who, but
I've already been saying Drake who,
yeah, man. Fuck. I want to get the W, man, just for Canada, for a Canadian artist to beat an American artist in a hip hop battle. I think that'd be dope, especially when it's somebody at the top of the game.
Mm.
But man, I don't think it's happening.
I don't know.
And there's a drive-by shooting happening at Drake's place.
Oh fuck!
It's getting real, man. And some gang members said that Drake ain't safe in L.A. no more.
Listen, you heard what Nori said on Drink Champs. What he thought Compton was, he thought it was a jail. He didn't want to go there. So, you know, some niggas be saying, "Well, Compton's kind of like a jail." So,
but the thing is that, this guy from L.A. said that people get a twisted.
Mm.
And actually, it wasn't even just someone from New York said it too. I can't remember. He's a famous rapper. Man, why can't I remember his name? And it wasn't Cameron. Man, I don't know. It was someone that admitted that the West sticks together like no other.
Oh, yeah.
So when you go against Kendrick,
you're going against the West.
You're going against the West. Yeah. So when they say you ain't safe in L.A.,
you're not safe in L.A.
You ain't safe nowhere around
there. No, no.
They said that they said East Coast people don't stick together like that.
Nope.
They say that, you know what I mean?
Like Canadians.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, like you beefing with Ja Rule,
yeah.
You can go to Queens.
Yeah.
And that's where you're from. It don't matter. You know what I mean? You can't. Yeah. You might not be able to go to his block.
Yeah. No, you can go to his block.
Yeah, well, Ja. Yeah. But anyway, you could, like, if you go after one of New York's big guys, like like Nas or Fitty or something,
yeah,
you can still go there, like in certain parts
easily.
But when you go against the West,
you can't go to California.
almost
pretty much. I mean, you can't trench LA and the outskirts of LA, all the hoods of LA. You can't go.
Yeah, it was crazy. They even said that Drake did a video in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, one of the guys was part of the crew, didn't doing it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He said that it's true. Like, Drake had to roll with us. Mm-hmm. He stayed with us. If went anywhere else, he wouldn't have been safe.
No.
And if Kendrick had came and said he wanted something done,
yeah,
they would have listened to Kendrick.
Exactly.
But
you can't go do some Benzino shit. Like, he did that fucking Eminem's, what was his mom's restaurant or some shit?
Yeah, yeah, in Detroit. Yeah. Mom's Spaghetti. Yeah. Throwing that over and stuff.
Yeah, you can't do that. There's shit down in LA.
No, no. Yeah, you can't, because the city's behind him.
Yeah.
But that shows unity. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to talk about the charts, because the thing is that this is where I expected Drake to be winning.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of Kendrick's is
charted him, or hit harder than him,
is getting more views, I should say. Getting more views, and not just a little, like by millions.
Oh, wow.
I wrote them all down, but I left it at work.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't do this research at work, anyways. But yeah, everyone by like millions,
wow,
at least 3 or 4 million,
wow,
more are listening to Kendrick. And I think it's because he's saying more.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you have to, he has so, like, every time you listen to it, you'll pick up something else.
Right.
And you find some, like, you find something else.
Some kind of tidbit.
Yeah, yeah. You find something, you find something else out, and you're like, oh, yeah, this meant that.
Yeah.
And then you string it together and stuff. It's like, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Kendrick is, so he's winning on the charts, man. Now all of them are, I shouldn't say all of them, a lot of them are on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So soon with the numbers, you'll be able to see who's winning on streaming.
Right.
But there are already, reports are already saying that as far as what's banging in the streets and in the clubs,
mm-hmm, it's Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, not like us, because that beat is just, cause I listened to that song 4 times today.
Oh fuck.
I was like, It's just crazy.
I'm gonna have to listen to it now.
It is good. I'll put it on after the pod for you. But
no, I gotta hear it in the car, bro.
Oh,
if it don't hit, yo, the car, I gotta hit in the car for me.
Yes, yeah. That the beat, the bass goes.
Yeah.
Oh,
gotta hit in the car for me.
That's where I was playing it like 4 times. Mm. I was like, shoot, it hits like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, no lie, Drake's push-ups hits in the car better than
it does. My, it does hit.
Hits it's in good. The car too. Yeah. But that not like us.
Mm.
Now the other ones, Euphoria doesn't hit too hard in the car. It's more of the lyrics, but that not yeah, yeah. man. So there you have it, 45 minutes of
beef
with a little bit of Taylor Swift and Beyonce sprinkled in. And
oh shit,
that's where we have it. And yeah, next part we'll have Laton and he'll have his take.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna let him get his whole take out.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to just turn to argument, because neither of us have a horse in this race. Kendrick ain't paying me. Drake ain't paying me. If they is, then they got my address wrong, because I ain't received a check. So
I'll start liking you, Drake. You start paying me.
Shit. Yeah. Paid advertising. I'll be like, yeah, second thought. Yeah, the push ups is yeah. Yeah.
But I give you actually some credit. Fuck it.
Yep.
I don't need much, you know, a couple hundred grand a month. I'm good.
Yeah, that's a pocket change, guys. Pocket
change for you.
I seen on stage, he now that's the thing, he gives back to the fans.
Mm.
Like at his concert, like that's why, like.
Wait, he threw some money?
He didn't throw it out.
Oh.
People hold up a sign. He read it. One girl, she just beat cancer and something, and I guess the medical bills was crazy. Mm-hmm. He said he's going to pay for all that.
That must have been the States concert. Yeah.
Because he can probably write it off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think somebody wanted to go to college or something, and he's paying for that.
Okay, nice.
But even
pay in, ups for that. I gave you credit
even
for
in
that.
God's plan.
Yeah.
He went to the, was it a supermarket? Some type of store. Mm-hmm. I think he paid for everybody's stuff.
Yeah. That's another thing in fucking when people, not saying that you were saying that in a negative sense, but when people say that, there's like, oh, a celebrity only donated this here amount of money because they can write it off in their taxes. Y'all are taking away from the fact that they're still contributing to this person that is in need.
Yeah.
Whether they can write it off or not, they still help this person out. So,
yeah.
You know,
like when Oprah had all those gifts under her seat, you think that she paid for them out of her money?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? No, they were either write offs or gifts for promotion and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So,
but that don't take away the fact
that hey, she gave up that shit.
You want to give me $1 million that you can write off so yeah. you don't got to pay for it? Mm-hmm. Hey, I ain't going to be like, hey, man, that wasn't out of your account. No, man. Mm-hmm. It's because they didn't have to do that.
No, at all.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It takes no energy to do nothing. So,
fuck.
Yeah. So big ups to Drake.
Yeah.
Even like, oh, that thing that came out, Lil Wayne stuff. Like first was the.
Lil Wayne warning him.
Yeah, warning him.
Saying just keep rapping about Canada.
Yeah. Tell him to keep it Canadian. That was crazy. So don't like that was crazy. But another thing where. And Drake, I mean, Kendrick said it in his rhymes, and it was true, is that when Lil Wayne was locked up,
yeah,
Drake slept with his girl.
Oh, shit.
And then, now, Kendrick says he, as an apology, Drake got a tattoo of Lil Wayne on him.
Yeah, I've seen that tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. They did that
it does
now.
Make sense.
I'd have to see
that. I looked at it because Wayne's the one that gave him his uplift, but
yeah, but
with that coming out, I can see yeah.
Cause
I can see now Wayne be like, he'd be like, I'm sorry, Wayne, blah blah blah. If you're really sorry, get a tattoo of me on you. Drake's dumbass went and did it. I was like, fuck that, I'm gonna fuck the bitch again tomorrow. Fuck it.
But I guess Lil Wayne wasn't even worried about it because they're still cool, right?
Mm.
That's dirty, cuz.
It's dirty.
And that just I know that's where I get conflicted, cuz. Like, he's giving all these stuff, and that shows that you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing stuff like that, that's to your boy, to the person that put you on.
Yeah.
That's dirty, man. And that's just, I can't rock with that.
Every good person has a devil.
True that.
That's what they say. So.
I want to talk about Cat Williams right quick now.
Yeah, yeah.
We covered the beef. The stand-up. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not a Cat Williams stand-up fan.
Yep.
And I watched it.
Right.
I'd still say I'm not a fan, but he did have some funny stuff in it.
Oh yeah,
but it's you know what I like about him is the stuff that makes me laugh about him is when he gets into the realm of Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
makes you laugh at the stuff that you're not even sure you should be laughing at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That blind kid playing football, cuz.
Oh fuck, bro! he put a video up,
cuz. I was like,
oh shit!
Like the jokes. I was just like, but every time he had a joke that tied into one of those videos,
yeah.
I was like, cuz,
yeah.
Those are the ones that got me, cat. Those are the ones that got me.
Yeah, no, cat. You should have did the blind kid playing football. That was funny as fuck.
I know. The thing I find about Cat Williams that loses me is that he has a lot of build up to his jokes.
Yes,
like there's a lot of stuff that's just. Is just build up.
It makes the joke stagnant before the actual punchline.
Yes, right? And that's where it loses me.
Yeah,
because I start to, you know, where's it going? When is it going? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's where he loses me.
Yeah,
but like I said, when he has the visuals and he's getting raced to it,
yeah,
that's where I'm like, I like him. Like I always told you, I like him as an actor when he's in movies and stuff.
Yeah. Like even the lead up to the video was like stagnant too, and then he got to the video, and then he got to the punchline. Like, oh fuck. But yeah,
so it's like I still stand by, I'm not a huge fan of his stand up, but I won't lie, I do find some of his stuff funny, and it's none of his, I'll never ever say that he has anything that's unwatchable.
Right.
It's just that I find
it's not for everyone.
Yeah, a little too much build up for me, but he when he gets to the punchlines and stuff, it's funny.
That's like all the greats, you know what I mean, for comedians. Like someone say Bernie Mac was too loud, so they can't watch him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, a lot of people now are saying Kevin Hart's just not funny no more because he's just yelling all the time and shit like that. There, Chris Rock repeats his jokes and
everyone
repeats his punchlines. I should say,
What I mean, like, he does. That gets annoying.
Dave Chappelle goes on tangents after a joke and stuff. So you know, everyone's not for everyone, but these guys didn't make a lot of millions of dollars perfecting their craft. So
And like you said, everyone isn't for everyone.
Yeah,
it's like, it's a lot of people don't like Dave Chappelle, and I think he's the greatest comedian of all time.
Right.
And other people would be like, no, he's trash. I like Kevin Hart, his older stuff more than his new stuff.
Right.
But yeah, not everybody's for everyone. I like some of I listen to Seinfeld. I think it's cool.
Yeah,
some of his stuff, bro. I like some of his stuff. A lot of it is kind of dry.
Yeah. Everybody listen to Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is cool. Yeah, I like him too. Yeah. But even sometimes when he gets yelly. Anyways.
Joe Coy.
Oh, see, that's someone I didn't get into. He's
a hard one to get into too, right?
I want to check him out.
You need to embrace his Filipino culture because that's what he talks a lot about. I mean, if you can't embrace that there, then there's no point watching him because he does talk a lot about that because he talks about his mom because his mom's Philippine. So how a black person will make fun of their mother and their actions of growing up, he does the same thing with his mother, right? So, yeah.
So what did you think overall of Cat Williams' new one?
I found it really good. I didn't care for the political aspect of it. I mean, because he always goes into a little political tangent and stuff like that there. I never cared for that there part, but other than that there, like you said, with the videos and the clips or the picture on the screen, then yeah, that's where it hit the hardest for me. I mean, like that's where I laughed the hardest, right? But I had a lot of chuckles to it. I mean, so
and the genius of that is like a lot of comedians tell jokes, right?
Yeah.
And they setting up a stuff to make you visualize it.
Yeah.
When you can just see it right there, it brings it to life even more.
Exactly, right?
So, yeah, that's genius. Like, does he do that? Is this the first time
he did
that?
That's the first time I've seen him do it, right? Now, I'm not saying that he never did it, like, on shows he never recorded, but that's the first time I've seen him do it. And, Kat, stop fucking with the stool. I thought you were going to use the stool for a prop every fucking time you touched it. All you're doing was moving it back and forth. Leave the goddamn stool alone. I know you got ADHD and shit, but leave the fucking stool alone, man. I know.
That was the distracted.
Yeah, I think he used it once when he like knocked it over or some shit.
When he was talking about the I forget, was it Louisiana? Where was it when the people on the boat were fighting the black people?
Louisiana. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, when he said, "I haven't been so proud to see someone swim," and he jumped on it and used it like he was swimming real fast.
Yeah.
That's the only time I seen him use it as a prop. Right, other than, yeah, So that's why whenever he touched it, I thought something else was coming up.
Yeah, same here.
But
right?
No.
So he just kept fucking moving it back and forth, back and forth. I mean, he sat on it a few times, but other than that, just kept moving it back and forth. I was like, what you about to do with it? What you about to do with it? And then nothing.
Nothing.
Like,
what the fuck?
Same with the mic stand. He kept moving that back and forth. I was like, do something with it. Do something with it. Nope.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It gets distracted.
Yeah. Attention spans are short now, right?
So. Yeah. Another thing, because that was live on Netflix.
Yep.
Another thing live on Netflix was the Tom Brady
roast. The roast of Tom Brady.
I didn't finish it. I got up to Peyton Manning.
Okay, so you were almost done.
I know, but then I had to set up for this
after Peyton Tom talks. So
yeah, I didn't get it. I will finish it.
Yeah.
I'll give my take on it. For me.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought it started out kind of strong. And then Kim Kardashian went up on stage. And she was the driest person.
She was dry by the fit.
But she wasn't. For me, she wasn't funny.
No, she was. Well, she couldn't. Her jokes are on the teleprompter and she couldn't produce them.
Yeah. Right? And she's like.
Yeah.
You're right. It fit. She was like a plastic Barbie.
Yeah.
Even her facial expressions. She's almost like a robot up there.
Yeah.
And that, like, just listening to it, my attention for it just went down. I was like, what is this?
Exactly, right? Like, all the jokes that people made about her were spot on.
Yes, right? Yes.
So,
but then everyone else,
I
thought was pretty dope. Even the coach had some good.
Oh, Coach dug in good. Like, I don't know if he wrote any of them, but he did dig in good, right? So,
yeah. But Sam J.
Yes.
She was.
She was good. She was good. And I like Gronk because the energy. He's out there. Right?
See, I was. I got to rewatch Gronk's because I didn't hear as much.
Because with Gronk, you got to know his personality, right? If you don't know his personality, you just think that he's just a fucking coked out ex-football player up on stage just yelling a bunch of shit, right? But Gronk was always just too much. He's that drunk frat guy. Like they say, he's that drunk frat guy on fucking stage, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just got to know his personality, right? So
I forget the girl's name, the blonde girl.
She, the one that keep calling a hoe?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've watched her before. She's got some funny stuff. And she's always talking about sex. But when she said the Bitcoin thing with Gronk's, he said even Gronk's knew it wasn't real.
Yeah.
He's like, that's not real. Yeah. And then the pressure, I was like, I think,
be honest with you, they had some good digs at Brady, but I found their digs at Gronk was better. Like,
yes.
Yeah, right?
So they did some really good one about Gronk's.
Like, the digs about Gronk and the digs about Coach were a whole lot better than the digs at Tom. Right, I found like everything they said about Tom was just repeated, whether it was both his divorce or his loss of crypto or how gorgeous he is, as they kept saying. That was the other funny one was Will Ferrell.
I didn't like him.
You didn't like Will?
No.
Well, he came on as Anchorman.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
He didn't do enough jokes to hit for me. I hear someone's jokes that three. Yeah, I got three. I forget who it was. I forget who it was. But his cut said, Kim, close your legs. You have more public beef than Kendrick and Drake. It was that white guy that was sitting next to Dana White.
Oh, he's a podcaster.
Yeah. I can't remember
his name. I forget his name, too.
He also said to Sam J.
Yeah.
When he said.
Yeah. That was good when he's like, what was it again?
She's a black lesbian. She don't eat pussy. She hell gnaws it.
Yeah, she hell gnaws it.
I was
right?
Like, what?
But he has some very, very, very close to black racial jokes in there.
Oh.
Very, very close. Like, they were close enough that all he needed to say was black or nigger and.
He'd been done.
He would have been done, right? So they were very close.
But right? I think he might have. Who said that? No. It was the guy that was after Gronk that said, and he was talking to the coach, Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Bill taped more players playing for the other team than Diddy.
Oh, yeah,
and I was shit.
That was good. Like, a lot of guys had a lot of good digs. But like I said, I found the digs towards Gronk and Coach, like, hit more than what the ones that they had for actual Tom.
Because I swear within the first 10 minutes, what Kevin Hart and Jeff, I forget his name, the other guy that was
the bald head. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, what they said was so effective because Tom Brady looked like he was going to cry within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like he was.
Yeah.
They was killing him.
Yeah.
And he was, I think Tom even went up and said, don't say that shit again.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I don't know if he was joking.
That's what I'm saying, too.
Because after that part of the, I forget what he said. I think did he say something about the kids or say something about the ex-wife? I can't remember what he said, but it was repeated down the line again, and Tom just laughed it off. So.
No, that line when he said that, he was talking about the owner of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And then he didn't say nothing about that. He just said, okay.
Yeah.
But, and that's when Kevin Hart made fun of, I'll just say his name is Jeff because I forget his last name. Mm. Made fun of Jeff because after Jeff's little thing, he went over and asked Tom, if you all right? You okay?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart was like, look, you're over there sucking that. Ask him, are you okay? So I'm up for saying that.
Yeah, the owner of the team was there. Goodell was there.
Yeah.
All right. Goodell was pretty good too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he has some jokes
for
too.
For old fucker, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, you can tell he's old from his delivery. Dana White was even kind of funny.
Oh yeah,
like Ben Affleck is. I'll have to rewatch his because I was getting preparing stuff when he was on.
Yeah,
Ben Affleck and Gronk's. I didn't really get all their stuff.
Okay.
So I got to get back to them, but
Ben Affleck was okay. It was okay. My favorite was the black girl.
Yeah.
Right,
Sam J.
That's what I like about Roast because it's true raw comedy.
Oh yeah,
you say whatever the fuck you want, and
this one was best because it was live.
Yeah,
so nothing getting cut out.
No, nothing's getting cut out. So you say whatever the fuck you want. There's no bleeping it out. You know what I mean? If you want to call someone names that aren't politically correct nowadays, you can. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And no one's getting mad over it. They might ooh over it, but after that falls a laugh.
And there was a player.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Jewish. He's the one that said
Julie Edelman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart pointed out something that I was thinking too.
Mm.
He's like, these white guys, all they do is dick jokes.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, cuz. Like every second joke was about dick.
It was dick jokes, yeah.
I was like, I was thinking that too, Kevin. Like this whole set.
But that's like, a jock thing, though.
He's like, what are they doing in that locker room?
It's a jock thing, right? I've witnessed playing football myself with the white guys. It's a jock thing for white guys. They talk about their dicks and each other's dicks. Yeah.
I know. I was like, man, these guys, they got no other material. But the funny, and the blonde girl, and she was like one of the first four.
I think she went up third.
And Logan came home, and she was up. And I had to pause it and go make supper. I was like, we can't listen to this.
Oh, I did the same thing, bro. I turned it on, and I was getting into it. And then my youngest came downstairs to grab a snack. And as soon as he hit the bottom step, someone said, pussy, pause.
I thought that, I thought that, okay, you can get away with one or two. But then Logan's back, he's there laughing and stuff. No, you're paying too much attention.
Yeah, and that's why he came and said, why are you watching that? Go upstairs.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Yeah, but I'm going to rewatch it. And it actually got me wanting to check out other roasts because I think that's cool.
You know what I mean, I wasn't going to watch it, y'all. Be honest with you. I've gave Tom Brady too many 3 hours of my lifetime watching football. I did not want to give him another 3 hours, but these guys bugged me. Not so much these guys. Chef Lou bugged me to watch it, and so did DJ. So I said, fuck it. I turned it on. I told them, if they don't make me fucking giggle within the first 20 minutes, I'm turning it the fuck off. They got me. So I watched the whole fucking thing. Right?
When I seen it was 3 hours, I wasn't going to watch it.
Oh, man.
But then when everyone said they was, I was like, okay, I'll watch it.
It's funny, though, because those 3 hours actually went by pretty quick when I was watching it.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, how much longer does this go? Yeah. And then I seen it says 39 minutes. I was like, fuck, really?
Yeah, I took two smoke breaks during it. Don't get me wrong. I took two smoke breaks during it, but it got through pretty quick, right? So.
Yeah. I recommend it. I think it's good. It's funny. If you're a Tom Brady fan, definitely watch it.
Yeah.
If you don't like Tom Brady, definitely watch it.
Yeah. Like my first smoke break was when Coach was coming up. I didn't think Coach was coming out, right?
Yeah.
Because they were talking a lot of shit about Coach. I didn't think Coach was there. And then when they said Coach was coming out, I was like, oh no, I need a smoke break before I watch this shit. I got to see what Coach got to say, right? So
yeah, it was cool. On to some. Now, here's some.
Oh, yeah. Coach needs a job, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They killed him over that. That was funny, man. That's funny. On top of some other stuff that happened in the news. Mm-hmm. I want to get for our Canadian content.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Drake was our Canadian content. Well, here's some more. The Weeknd is killing the charts still.
Still? Jesus Christ.
He has two songs on Spotify's. Sorry. I said songs. That's not giving enough credit. He has two albums on Spotify's top five.
Oh, shit.
Most streamed albums of all time.
Good job, Weeknd.
I'm assuming it's Starboy and probably one around then. Mm. I probably should have looked up to see what they were. But I was short on time. Y'all can go check it out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Can't do all your homework for you. Fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to give a quick shout out to him.
Yeah.
And somebody else that has some good accomplishments is Alicia Keys. Mm. Her play, Hell's Kitchen, was nominated for 13 Tony Awards.
Do you know what it was about?
It's a musical.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's about her life or about Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
But this probably won't happen because tickets are a lot. We want to go see it when we go to New York.
Okay.
But
what are you paying, like $600 a ticket or something?
Nah, it's like 200.
That's not too bad.
American.
So 300.
And there's three of us. Logan's
just go by yourself.
Logan's 14. We're not leaving him alone in the hotel room.
He only gonna play on his phone. What are you gonna do? Watch TV and play on his phone. That's all you gonna do. Get him some pizza or some shit. Sit him down. Movie. Phone? No, not a movie. Movie costs too much money in the hotels.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It'd be too much things to tell them not to do.
Yeah, true enough.
We come home and all of a sudden, I thought I could eat those. No, yeah, we're paying for those if you eat those. Oh, I thought I could do
that's
this.
That's why you get the mini fridges. They got nothing in them, bro.
we got a, our suite's going to have a kitchenette and everything too, right?
Oh, okay.
So, see, now you got thoughts in my head. Maybe we could, like, what? It's going to have to only be like 2 hours.
Hour and a half, 2 hours, as long as a movie.
Yeah, and we're only about 15 minutes away from Broadway.
Driving or walking?
Walking.
So yeah, so you're looking at 3 hours leaving them in the hotel room by himself. I mean, at 14 years old, yeah, he's good.
Maybe we'll take the switch down.
Or 15 years old, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Take a video game down, or if they got a smart TV in the room. Set up one of the fucking sites, one of the stream sites on your phone, get it to go, or on his
phone.
Oh,
shit, cuz.
To go to the TV.
Two movies and we're back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm thanks for the, I never even thought about that.
Cause I leave my, I shouldn't say it like that, but. I leave my kids, you know what I mean? Like, if we go somewhere and like, me and the wife want to go somewhere, we got the kids, just set them up with some shit.
Like no room service, yeah, no nothing.
Room service, you know, not to answer the door. Put the lock, the latch over. We'll be back. You know what I mean? So, because you got to enjoy your vacation. I mean, yeah, I know you're taking the kids for the vacation to enjoy it too, but you also got to enjoy it as a couple to build your relationship too, right? So, oh shit, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Start talking about relationships. What's next?
But that's true. I don't know what's, I'm going to get to that. I know what's next for me now after this pod. I'm going to go look at the tickets again.
Yeah.
Because it looks good.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, because we did look at the Michael Jackson one.
Mm-hmm.
But when I seen Alicia Keys, the reason why it's more expensive is because it's new.
Right.
Oh, shit. Now with all these nominations, that price is
going to go up. Price is going to go up.
But,
go take in the Tyler Perry one then. Go see Madea on stage.
Oh, if I was going to go with second choice, it'd be Michael Jackson.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm also going to go to one of the hip hop museums. I think there's one in Brooklyn, but there is one like because we're staying in Times Square. We can walk to one. I looked it up.
Yeah,
7 minute walk. Like there's almost everything, guys.
You better tape your wallet to your chest. So I'm telling you, do not put it in your back pocket.
Because I don't put nothing in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Well, in Halifax, I put my phone in my back pocket sometimes.
Don't put it in your back pocket, your side pocket. Make sure that shit is.
No, you know, like that thing that you got?
Yeah.
I got one.
Make sure it's in the front. Nothing in like a back pocket or nothing.
Oh, yeah. I've been to New York. I know.
Yeah, the motherfuckers are good.
Mom told me you put your money in four different places when I was in New York last time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Now, my girl, I got to convince her. She's too trusting.
No. I'll talk to her.
One thing I told her, like, we're watching these videos on this guy just from New York and giving travel things. Mm-hmm. And one thing he's like, he didn't say it this way, but he basically said, mind your business.
Yeah.
If you see someone in an argument, just keep walking. And even if you see someone that's in distress, keep walking. In Times Square, they know it's a tourist spot, so it's probably someone trying to set you up for something.
Yeah.
And just if someone, and they said someone will, people will come up to you and like say, like just put a bracelet on your arm, and then expect you to pay them for it.
Oh yeah.
And also, they say you got to take
$20.
Yeah. You know. And they also said another thing: you got to watch out you're taking pictures. Mm. Now you're. The laws in the States is you can take a picture of anything and anyone in public, whatever. Yeah. But in Times Square, if you take a picture and that Elmo's in the background or something, mm-hmm. they want to get money from that.
Yeah.
And they're just going to argue. You're not legally entitled to give them anything.
No.
You're allowed to do what you want.
Yeah.
But you're going to be.
But you're going to be in an altercation for sure.
With, you don't want to be in an altercation with Elmo.
Elmo whoop your ass. You don't know it. Did Grover come out of nowhere?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, don't worry about us. Also, another thing that I never thought about, but they said, always ask for the price of food before you get it. Because there will be hot dog stands, and they said, if the price ain't listening, you stay away from them.
Yeah.
Because they won't list the price.
No.
You'll go up, you ask for hot, whatever.
$30 for a hot dog.
$30 for a hot dog. Yep, they'll do that. And it's already in your hand and stuff.
Yeah.
So then if you try and say no, then it's a fight. Because you already got it.
Yeah,
so,
you already took it.
Oh, yeah. Man, the food we're going to try.
Oh, should be good, bro. Should be good.
Because I've been reintroducing cheese into my diet because I want...
Fucking you got to, ain't it?
And that's what I'm trying to prevent.
Yeah.
I'd rather that happen here than be down there, right?
Because you ain't escaping it too well down there, bro.
Oh, cheese? Yeah, no. You can get away with no pork.
Yeah.
You can get away with probably no beef.
Yeah.
Cheese is on... Because it's hard to escape it here.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get a breakfast sandwich.
Cheese.
Nope. Because went to McDonald's, I was like, well, no one puts cheese on chicken.
Cheese. Yeah.
The only one without it is the McGriddle, the chicken McGriddle, no cheese.
Like, no, nothing. Ain't nothing come on that there fucking sandwich, just a bro.
Piece of chicken and the two griddles, and that's all.
Nothing come on that thing. But I don't even want to talk about that chicken cheeseburger. I was craving it the other day. Went to go get it. Come to find out the shit was done. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, you know, that'll keep nothing good. I was like, yeah, true enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that, you know, I cut out beef and pork, right? Mm. But there's stuff when I'm wanting to try it.
Yeah.
And it got beef and pork in it. And because I almost ordered it. And I just couldn't do it. I just started thinking about the cow. And
it was good, man.
Gross. I tried. And
good. See, that's when it comes to McDonald's. I know it's not real beef, so that's why I can eat it. You know,
that's why it's even more worrying to me.
It's just mealworms, bro. It's mealworms.
Yeah, it's probably ex-employees.
But yeah, no fuck. No, it was good. It was good though. It was good.
I want to try it, but I just couldn't, man.
Yeah.
Like,
also, you didn't try the sweet chili.
Junior chicken
sandwich, I think it was called. Yeah. Did you try that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it didn't have cheese or beef and stuff.
Yeah. You messed
or
with
pork.
It.
I got it. I did break my I don't even know what to say because it was pepperoni. I don't know what meat that is.
It's supposed to be pork.
But I had for my music video, my food review video.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons pizza.
Yes. How's the?
I'm
hearing mixed reviews on it, so.
It's, how can I put it? It tastes like the pizza we used to get at the cafeteria in school.
Oh, so you're eating cafeteria pizza.
That's what it's like.
So it's edible enough to eat to get you through the day, but it's not tasting great.
If we, because we did the pizza battle.
Yeah.
If we did that, we'd rate it better than Greco and Little Caesars.
Oh, guaranteed.
But that's all.
Guaranteed.
Everything else is better.
Yeah. I told the wife the other day, I said, everyone's running to Tim Hortons to get this pizza. Think they're going to get that same pizza that they got back from McDonald's back in the day.
Oh, no, cuz. You know what, cuz? If McDonald's had that pizza, I'd be like, I cut out beef.
Yeah.
And I cut out pork. But McDonald's pizza don't count.
Yo.
That pizza was just.
That pizza was good, man.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
That pizza was good.
Cuz I just talking about it, I could taste the grease, guys. Man.
Taste the grease, the grittiness on the bottom. I could taste the whole fucking pizza.
Shit, no, I can't. I'm going to New York. I can't. Because I was going to be like, because some places in the States still have it.
Yeah.
But there's no way in fucking hell I'm going to New York City and get pizza.
Breakfast.
From McDonald's.
Breakfast.
Not from McDonald's. I'm in the place that brought pizza to this continent.
Snack. Try to justify it for you somehow, some way, bro.
I just won't.
Late night snack.
On our list is, and we're not that far from, is the first pizzeria in America. So we might go there.
Yeah.
But
that's probably a $100 pizza.
There's a lot, because that's one cool thing about New York. Almost every place, sorry, that's inaccurate. A lot of places have dollar slices.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and it's not even like it's bad.
That's because their capita per pizza shop is more than what we got. We got a lot of fucking pizza shops around here, right? So you know, so dollar. So that's what, $2.30 Canadian.
I don't know if it's a dollar. I don't know if it's a full dollar something.
Or maybe a dollar, close to $2 though. I think it, I can't remember.
Yeah, it'd be close to $2. Right now. It might 80 cents maybe.
So $1.80 for a slice of pizza.
That's
which is a decent sized slice of pizza, right? So,
oh man, I gotta share these videos with you because there's some crazy this other video I seen on Cheap Eats, because we're spending a lot of money on everything else, so we're not going to the usually I go to fancy restaurants. This is going to be Cheap Eats, but there's this place where for $5, guys, 15 dumplings. I love dumplings,
bro. America is the land of the obese for a reason.
True that. And the Asian places are real cheap and good food.
$5 combos.
Yeah, and this guy had this sandwich. Like, this thick.
Yes, yes.
And like that, $10.
Yes. Bro, you want to get Caribbean food down there. You ain't paying $30 like you're paying here. Maybe 15.
And there's a Caribbean place not far from us. Thing is, we're only there for 5 days.
We got a lot of food to eat.
Yeah. I said, I'm going to get a hot dog for sure.
Yeah.
That's a New York thing.
Yeah.
Pizza for sure.
No, you're not getting a hot dog. You're getting a Frank.
Yeah.
It's called a Frank down there. True that. Get a Frank. Full on Frank.
Pizza. And I don't like them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try a New York one. I'm going to get a bagel. New York bagels are supposed to be the bomb.
Fuck that shit.
I don't like bagels at all.
I
don't
like bagels. I do like bagels, but it's...
But it's not just a bagel. Mm-hmm. Like, if I've seen some of the sandwiches, bagel sandwiches, I'm like, I don't even like that, but it looks
good. Yeah.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
Just so I can say, hey, I don't like it.
Or the New York bagel?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's called New York bagel.
The shop?
There? Yeah.
No, we're going. Oh, another thing I'm getting is I'm going to go to a bodega and getting a chopped cheese.
Oh, yeah, you eating cheese again. You ain't getting away from no cheese, bro.
I know. That's why I'm preparing myself.
You're getting actual aged cheese. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
But, no, there is a famous, a different, I got the name somewhere else. Yeah. Anyways, it's going to be a good trip.
Mm. Maybe going to come back 50 pounds heavier, boy.
I think I got 2 months to go to the gym and lose some.
You better start doing this intermittent fasting with me, nigga. Fuck.
Other stuff we have on the docket. Don't need to say too much about Meek Mill wearing that see-through shirt and people clowning him at the 70s.
Yeah, he made him wear it.
That was just something I found funny.
Oh, fuck.
But the last two things, I don't want to end on a low note, so I'll say this one first, is that Dirty Tay, he was someone signed to Little Baby's label. I didn't even know Little Baby had something to sign people to. Anyways, he's sentenced to 17 years for shooting a toddler in the head.
See, that's the kind of stupidity that's going on right now.
Now, what happened to him is, now...
whether it was accident or not.
They say he did a U-turn and he went back and rode up on this guy and shot shots at the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had a toddler in it with him. He took a plea because he was in a place where... he was in a place where... the death penalty
still applied?
Yeah. So he took a plea.
So you take, what, 50 years now?
17.
Oh, so only got 17.
Yeah, yeah. They knocked down the charge to something else.
Well, you got lucky there.
So I guess the good news is that the toddler was survived.
Oh, that's good.
And he's good, so.
That's good. Hopefully nothing comes of harm from it. I mean, it's going to be a lot of trauma to his kids, so he's going to need some kind of therapy and shit.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully physically...
he's okay.
And mentally, like, he don't lose no kind of
functions,
right? You know what I mean? So
yeah, hope so. But yeah, man, people, stupid acts. But yeah, I didn't want to finish with that. So that's what I want to finish
with. I can't remember what comedian said that.
What
he said, if you want to control, what they call it, gun down the states, gun control. You want to control gun control down the states. Let every nigga get a gun.
Dave Chappelle
said, right? Yep. Let every nigga get a gun and show you how fast that they changed that around.
Change the gun laws.
Yeah, yep. Change the gun laws, right?
If every black person went and got their gun legally,
yeah.
And yeah, they would.
See how fast they changed their laws up, right? Yep. So, yeah, what's Dave Chappelle? Yeah.
Yep. I remember that
too. Yeah.
All right, last but not least, this is something from, I don't even want to say childhood, early adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Pimp My Ride might be coming back. Exhibit posted
something. Better do it right this time. Yeah. You better do it right this time.
He said,
oh no, was it Pimp My Ride or
May
was
9th.
It? Or was it Cribs?
With what?
Maybe it was MTV Cribs because they were renting houses and shit or borrowing houses from people. But they're saying, no, something will Pimp My Ride too.
Were they doing modifications, making the cars not even drivable no
That's
more?
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a pool table in your
exhibit. You can't put a fucking swimming pool in someone's car, man.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah. Like, some of the stuff was so stupid, man.
Oh, my fuck.
And when I was young, I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But he got an Xbox in his car. Why?
That's for your kids. Nowadays, that's for your kids.
In the back so that they can do it.
Yeah, not up front.
Yeah.
I'm at the stop. Like, let me play.
Like, it's stupid. I drive my car to get home to play the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Not go to my car to play the game. And these are the people that was, like, supposed to be broke, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't even have money. So, what you tell me?
I'm yeah. putting an expensive fucking console in your car. Now you go pay for the $150 games.
Can you imagine that, Gus?
Yeah.
Oh, me and you wanted to play, like, Call of Duty together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just a second, because I just got to get down to my car. What for? That's what my system is.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta go. Oh, you want to play the game? Cause I ain't got the gas for the game. I ain't got gas. What do you mean gas? Well,
nowadays a lot of cars are electric. So
oh yeah, maybe sure cars charge, work right? Now. Yeah.
Well, you gotta make sure it's charged though. You know.
I don't even.
Oh fuck!
I said they have swimming pool.
Swimming pool, bro. They took a truck and turned the damn fucking back into a swimming pool. Why?
Why? I say why to half the stuff. It's like now, they're just trying to up the ante on everything. Yeah,
when they did it, you know, they put the bikini models in there to make it look more appealing.
Yeah. But
just why? Why?
Why? You only can drive 20 miles an hour now because
yeah, every bump you hit, the water's coming
yeah.
up. So.
You're going the highway.
Yeah.
Make a sudden stop and all of a sudden you're flooded.
Yeah, a lot of those modifications now are not legal because of driving requirements too.
I don't even know if they were legal then.
Probably not, right? I mean,
and some people did complain saying that stuff was just for show. They took that stuff out afterwards.
Yeah, you have to.
Anyways, May 9th. That means by the time this episode airs, we'll know what's up with it.
Yeah, I mean, cool. You want to modify the car as and change the look of it? That's still drivable. Yeah, but. When you're putting bowling alley, swimming pools,
ping pong table,
mini basketball courts,
yeah, I've seen that.
Video too. Games up front instead of in the back, you know, just
made no sense, kind of sense.
Oh man, I seen one that he took out the back seats, lifted the hood of the trunk up, and turned it into a bed. Okay. Our lounger or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I was like, this is fucked.
It made no sense.
Cool back then, right?
Yeah, so that's funny.
Put all, you know, the red light special lights back there and shit. It's like, fuck, that's my little mini strip club.
Would be surprised if stripper poles ain't in this season.
Don't need to do it now. You already got the party buses with the minute.
So, true that.
You know, not that I would know.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Cool. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. You got anything else to
add? I got nothing else to say, bro.
Cool. All right. Well, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
I hope this is the last we get to talk about the beef. Sorry, no. I want Laton to get his words in.
The beef ain't going to be done. The beef going to go all summer.
If they give us more jams like Not Like Us, I'm cool. If they keep giving us good music, I'm cool. I'll rock with it.
That's the thing I'm listening. I listen once and that's it.
But I'm done. Unless a bombshell happens, I'm done talking about who's winning.
It's just music to me now. It's not even the beef. It's just music to me
now. Same here. That's where I'm going to go from now on. All right. Well, I'm John Kizzy. You know who is he? A.K.A. Philly G. Because they know who I be. And I'm here with King Tigger.
The King of Kings.
And we out.
Pastel T.